This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan of themorganreport.com with you for the weekly perspective for the week ending 14 December 2018. Well, first, some general comments about the stock market. There was a rebound earlier in the week, and it was unimpressive. In fact, it appears to me and others, technically, that we have seen the top in the stock market for a while. Many investors are on the sidelines. Some are building cash. Sector leadership has been more negative than positive, and there's continued selling throughout the sector, financials, industrials, cyclicals. The only thing that's gaining some traction, oh, by the way, and transportation stocks are getting new lows, which is a confirmation that things are going lower, not higher. Money is going into a real estate investment trusts and also pharmaceuticals and utilities, which are very defensive. So I think we are there. I think the big shift is going to take place over the next several months, where we'll see that stock market money moving back into the commodity sector and primarily into the top tier of the commodity sector, which, as we all know, is the precious metals. Moving on, first article up this week from Economic Collapse blog. U.S. debt poised to hit $22 trillion mark, as storm clouds indicate we could have another financial crisis. Well, maybe we could change could to would. The rapidly growing U.S. national debt is about to cross another threshold. According to the U.S. Treasury, it's currently at $21.8 trillion, likely to hit the $22 trillion mark. I won't read the whole thing, but one thing to bear in mind, and most of you on this podcast understand this, but when you get to a point where most of your available cash is going to service the interest only on your debt, you are in deep trouble. So as a close to home example, if you are on several credit cards that are maxed out and your take home pay is X, and just your basic survival amount of money spent is some portion of that, and everything that's left over goes to pay only the interest on those credit cards, you're in pretty bad shape. And this is where the United States is heading. And it's also dependent on the interest rate. So when interest rates go higher, the cost of carrying that debt gets greater, just as if you have a credit card that starts off with a teaser rate of, let's say, 6% or something. And then after a year, it moves up to, say, 12 or 18 or whatever. You see that the same amount of debt carries a lot higher load because of the interest rate. And this is the same situation. This is one of the reasons why the interest rates in the U.S. are probably destined not to go a lot higher, although the market could take control at some point. I doubt it. The Fed and the banks have so much control in the debt markets now. It's feasible, but unlikely. I digress. So I'll read you this part here. I don't know Mike Pinto personally, but we certainly are on the same page thought-wise in a lot of areas. And he was on Greg Hunter recently, and this article says, unfortunately, a worldwide depression is coming like we've never seen before, because we have never seen so much debt sit on top of an artificially depressed interest rate, said Pinto in a recent interview with Greg Hunter of USA Watchdog. The hubris and arrogance of central banks to take away, they are way too late in doing this, and I think that they think they can do this with impunity. They're dead wrong. Both he and I agree on that. Central banks have always caused recessions. We're heading into a global depression. Certainly, it's heading into a recession, at least, and it could be a depression. I won't rule that out. Certainly, interesting times are ahead of all of us. If you are prepared financially, and especially with an attitude of, look, this has happened in the past, it probably will happen again. It won't be an exact repeat of what happened in the 30s. It will be different. There will be winners and losers. As long as you live within your means, you have savings, and keep a good attitude, you're going to be okay. And there were great businesses started in the 30s, believe it or not, because necessity is the mother of invention, as the expression goes, and there'll be lots of opportunity. It's just that people have to be awake, alive, aware, and basically in good financial shape, where they're not struggling just to put food on the table, at least as a metaphor. And if they have that covered, then they're able to think outside the box and see where the market really needs to be, what the market demands as far as needs are concerned. So there are opportunities even in the worst of times. I just want to give kind of a positive spin on it, because it is. But you also have to be prepared for what's coming. So it's kind of a double-edged coin where you need to look at both sides and be able to be prepared. And at the same time, because of that, you're able to take action and rather than just react to what's ahead of us. Continuing the same theme, just on a global basis, stocks. Global stocks lose steam as nerves persist. Euro dips after the ECB, European Central Bank, formally ended its bond purchasing scheme. That's funny. This is from Reuters, and they use that word. That's the essence of it. The weakness throughout the equity markets is global. And, of course, the debt markets also are global. And I think, again, we're getting to a point where even the mainstream is starting to come over to our side, meaning that they have to face reality. Recession is most likely in 2019, although the official quote-unquote announcement that the recession has started is usually much further down the road after it actually starts. And just to show the disparity, if you listen to some of my podcasts or interviews, you know that, especially the one I did for Russia Today recently, I think it was about 2.5 months ago. You might look it up, search Russia Today, David Morgan interview, you'll probably find it. I talked about the disparity in income and what that means throughout history. This article from Tom Dispatch.com. This year, he's writing this, I simply couldn't get over the one fact in my head. According to the 2017 report from the Institute of Policy Study, three billionaires, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates, have amassed as much wealth as the bottom half of American society. That's 160 million people. So these things do happen. They've happened in the past. I'm just trying to give a larger picture that when things get this out of proportion, this skewed, this big of a discrepancy for the average person, usually there are things that take place politically, economically, and especially socially. And this is, of course, what we're witnessing. I don't want to comment too much on the yellow vest and go down to my thoughts on that, but there's a lot of outbreaks globally that are people that are unhappy with the status quo. They want it changed. Unfortunately, from my perspective, they are correct in wanting a change. They just don't know what the change is, because unfortunately there's been so much propaganda thrown out there that in order for people to make a wise choice or a wise decision, it's almost impossible. Excuse my arrogance, but the facts are that. In other words, it's a propaganda side left, propaganda side right. Neither one of them are telling them the total truth. There's truth mixed with lies and come to a conclusion based primarily on emotion. And yet the total truth is what we need to seek and will actually give us a profound understanding that we probably don't need these criminals at the top. We can do it on our own. More of an anarchist approach, and not an anarchist with the vernacular meaning what the public believes it to mean, which is, you know, throwing stuff at other people or that type of thing. The true root is to have a people-run society without government interference. This is actually what that word is all about. So I had a very big surprise this week. If you're on our free email list, and you should be, just go to themorganreport.com, give us a name and an email, verify it, and you will be on this free list. But there was an article written that was posted on Miles Franklin, and it was about yours truly, and I really sent this out so that people could do business with Miles Franklin, and gave out the phone number for the owner, which is Andy Scheckman, and we have been friends and associates for a very, very long time. This article came out on the 12th of December, and it was written by Hunter Rawley III, who has the best-selling precious metals book on Amazon, which is this book here. I met him through a network, actually. talked to him and have had conversations back and forth. I bought the book, read it. It's very good. In fact, especially for anyone that's new to precious metals, stack silver, get gold, how to buy gold and silver bullion without getting ripped off. I would highly recommend that to you. And again, it's on Amazon and it sells widely. So he wrote this article and he talked about what I've been doing in the precious metals industry for such a very long time. He referenced the book, several of the books that I've written. The first one, the second one, the third one, talked about podcasts like this one. It's on Palisade Radio. Talked about me constantly being at the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference, which I will be at again in Vancouver, British Columbia on the 20th and 21st of January, 2019, if you care to attend. And I'm not going to read you this whole article, but I wanted to, one, thank him publicly in this domain. He also talked about signing up for the free report, which I just mentioned. And then, of course, we would like to see people that are serious about investing in the resource sector, not just the precious metals, but, you know, rare earth, lithium, cobalt, zinc, the base metals, copper, ETFs, and swing trading, those markets, etc. Certainly, we would welcome any new paid premium members. And there's a sales page on the website. You can scroll down, subscribe. Doesn't mean you're going to subscribe. It just means you get to learn what you get as a member of the Morgan Report. So I wanted to thank him very much. I did make one comment on this. The Silver Manifesto is really not on Amazon anymore. There's reasons for that I won't go into, but we have a website or a web page, thesilvermanifesto.com, and you can buy it directly from us. We'll ship it out to you of one of my staff. Do it. And of course, there's a price that's pretty steep to ship internationally. Sorry, I don't control that. The border police do, not me. But anyone that watches this video, if you're so inclined and you want the book, just go to silvermanifesto.com. Let me know and I'll send you a signed copy. I'll leave it at that. Remember, there's nothing more powerful than the truth, the total truth, and nothing but the truth. And I'll leave it at that. Until next week, it's David Morgan signing out.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.